of the other fellow. Impossible, because this taste is much personal, because this taste includes all the experience I had. That's what the taste is. What is your taste when you taste something? If you are not a taster, you don't understand anything, you just eat it. You start to have the taste, you go slowly and learn, little by little, you learn to have a good taste, to understand. The others, they are different. And you cannot get them, they cannot get you. Yes?
Unless those fantasies were incongruous, how did the modes of action become diverse externally?
This is it. This is the proof that said, okay, if that fantasy inside were the same, we were the same. But look at us. We are all different. We are doing everything differently. Means there is a lot over there. Yes?
Since the Qibla of the soul has been hidden, everyone has turned his face to a quarter.
This is it. The Blair of John means the place that you should stand there and face the John and be responsible. You say, that is hidden. Therefore, everybody goes this way or that way or that way. That's the differences of the way we live. Yes. Was there a question?
Oh, no, well, it was just the face to a quarter was an expression, and you sort of describe it, but it was everyone's facing a different...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Comparison of the different practices and the various aspirations to the disagreements of those who at prayer time endeavor to find the Qibla when it is dark, and to the search of divers at the bottom of the sea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now he is choosing one special detail to explain this. He said, okay, I said the way of doing this stuff is different. Okay. How do the Muslims pray? They find Kaaba by stars, by sun, by something, and they pray over there. If it is a rainy day and they don't have any instrument, what should they do? Because they cannot find the Kaaba, everybody will guess that, okay, maybe it's this way. And they pray, and it's okay, because they don't know. Doesn't matter. Wherever they are facing, mentally they are facing that Kaaba. Means mentally they are doing their prayer. It doesn't matter how. And the people who are down there in the water, what do they do? There is no direction like that over there. So that's how the differences are useful here and are working. Yes.
Like folk trying to find the direction of the Kaaba and turning in a certain direction which they fancy is the Qibla. When at dawn the Kaaba appears, it is discovered who has lost the way. Or, like divers under the depth of water, everyone picks up something in haste. In hope of precious jewels and pearls, they fill their bags with this, with that, and this. When they come up from the floor of the deep sea, the possessor of the great pearls is discovered. And the other who got the small pearls, and the other who got pebbles and worthless shells. Even thus, in the Sahara, a shameful, overwhelming tribulation will afflict them. Similarly, every class of people in the world is fluttering like moths round a candle. They attach themselves to a fire and circle around their own candle. In the hope of the blessed fire of Moses, by the flame whereof the tree is made more green.
Yeah, you see that he is changing the examples one by one to make it clear that it was not just that example. The first one was tahajjud. The word means freedom. You free yourself from that point that you must face Kaaba. Because you don't know where you are, you're free to do whatever. So that freedom, look at it. That's one of these examples. Then look at the people who dive. They go down there and there is no light. And they are in a rush and they have to pick up whatever. They pick it up. They come up. Then they open it up. Then you will see this one has got the best one, that one has the small one, and blah, blah. So the outcome later will show the differences. And he went in Arabic language to repeat it. And again, he said, this is like the fire-loving people. They go around the fire like the butterfly. They turn around. And they even think about the Moses. Do you remember the Moses and the tree, and he talked to the tree and all of that? He said, okay, they heard about that fire. That's why they like this fire. They go around the fire that maybe this is that. Yes?
Every troop has heard of the excellence of that fire, and all imagine that any spark is that. When the light of everlastingness rises at dawn, each reveals what candle it was. Whoever's wings were burnt by the candle of victory, that goodly candle bestows on him 80 wings. Beneath the bad candle, many a moth, whose eyes were sealed, is left with burnt wings, quivering in sorrow and anguish, lamenting the vain desire that seals the eyes.
Okay, that candle, the source of light that everybody was looking, is not one candle. There are candles. Some of them are good, some of them are not. That will be obvious the next day. Means that whatever we do later, the outcome will show what we did. During that stuff, there is no way to know the outcome. This is the problem of life. There is no way to 100% understand the outcome. The experience will show it because the experiences are different. The situations are different. This is something that we cannot really swallow, that every person is unique. Even every glass is unique. There is no same stuff. These lines are mine and mine only. That stuff should show me that, okay, so when I'm talking to you, your line is different. Your background is different. Your situation is different. Your thinking even is different. Even the light that you are following is different. Some people, they follow the wrong light and they will burn their feather so they cannot fly anymore. So this is the essence, to understand that the experiences are different, and this is how it works. Yes?
Its candle says, since I am burnt, how should I deliver you from burning and oppression? Its candle weeps, saying, my head is consumed. How should I make another resplendent?
Okay. Did you see the difference? Okay. The first one will say, you know what? I'm burning myself. How could I save you? This is some of the reactions you get when you're talking with other people and you are asking the help, the guidance. They will tell you, me? I'm in trouble myself, how could I help you? And this little candle here, he was crying that, you know what? I'm burning myself, so why should I save you? Yes?
Explanation of alas for the servants of God. It says, I was deceived by your features, and late did I regard your condition.
What is this fellow who is talking? It says, no, the Persian is, he says. Okay, who is he? Forget the titles, then you will see who is it. The fellow who was talking to the candle, and the candle was telling the fellow that, I burn, how could I help you? Then he will say, this is the problem. You are no good, why I didn't see it at the beginning. This is the outcome of the experience. The fellow is asking for help, right? From what? From the candle. The candle is a stupid candle. So he will answer that, I'm burning myself, how could I do this and all of that. This fellow will understand what? This is the understanding. He said, you know what? I was looking at your face and the figure and I was impressed. So I had the best guess. I didn't know you're empty. This is what the experience is. A fellow who is honest and is following a silly fellow will realize. Yes.
The candle is extinguished, the wine is gone, and the beloved has withdrawn himself from the disgrace of our cross-eyed state. Your profits have become a loss and penalty. You complain bitterly to God of your blindness. How excellent are the spirits of brethren trustworthy, self-surrendering, believing, and obeying.
These two verses were a little bit heavy, mm-hmm. right? Because it's Arabic, it's not Persian at all. These are some of those exceptions that she should explain it to you. That's your job, isn't it? Yes?
Everyone has turned his face in some direction, but those holy ones have turned towards that which transcends direction.
Look around you. Everybody is following a direction, right? The beloved good one. They follow the non-direction. Because they understand that if there is direction, there is a non-direction. We don't know, but it's there. Because existence and non-existence follow each other, the same. So here we say, this is the point, that everybody is following one special way, but the good ones, they don't have any special way. They go no special way. Everywhere, everything is okay. Yes?
Every pigeon flies on some course, but this pigeon in a region where no region is. Mm-hmm. We are neither birds of the air nor domestic. Our grain is the grain of grainlessness.
Translation. This is it. So, we are not the bird of the air. And we are not that birdie which is at home. What is he talking about? Oh, let's go back. He talked about it. He talked about the bird of home, which is a no good bird. They put another egg, Do you remember? And the chick came out, the chick could swim, will go in the water,